tumulus. Tumuli are indicative signs of the existence of tombs underneath them, this resulting to the fact that the tomb raiders could locate the tombs. Thus Cecilia too, who looted the necropolis just like many other archaeological sites towards the end of the 19th century, knew where to dig in order to find the tombs. Luigi Palma di Cesnola was of Italian origin and arrived in Cyprus as the consul of the United States of America after serving in the Civilian War of America. After the end of the war, he entered the diplomatic corps. Cesnola was charmed by the antiquities and began excavation works, aiming at the discovery of treasures that he would sell, and certainly not at the promotion of antiquities of Cyprus. Being an opportunist, he caused great damage because he did not follow the appropriate procedures in excavation and the later transportation of finds, resulting in the destruction of many objects. He did not keep a diary of excavations. Neither did he mark the site of origin of each object, and thus we do not know the precise origin of most items he discovered. The tactic that he followed was to dig for treasures without caring for or respecting the ancient culture, and afterwards he was covering the site. Cesnola was contemporary to Heinrich Schliemann, who discovered Troy and Mycenae. Having therefore in mind the treasures that Heinrich Schliemann found and wanting to surpass him, he caused an even greater damage by putting finds from various archaeological sites together and trying to sell them as a whole. After a lot of roaming, the Cypriot antiquities were finally bought by the American state, and they were the reason for founding the Metropolitan Museum of New York. Cesnola took from Cyprus with him 35,573 objects, most of which are exhibited today in the Metropolitan Museum of New York. This tumulus is the largest of the ancient necropolis. The tumuli are widely known and are common burial monuments in Macedonia, the homeland of Alexander the Great. The surface of the tomb, where you are now, as you have gone up the step dromos, is divided into funerary enclosures, that is to say, spaces for family burial. You can see the stepped dromoi, leading inside the burial chambers. All burials of the tumulus date back to the Hellenistic period, that is to say, from 325 to 58 BC. In this tumulus, plenty of tombs were excavated. Return to the wide earthen road. Now go straight on, westwards, towards the sea, in order to reach tombs 3 and 4.